Tonight, the National Democratic Congress is piling pressure on Ghana's Electoral Commission as they demand urgent forensic audit and re-exhibition of the voters' register.
The final register that they will derive from all this exercise, if we don't conduct a forensic audit, if there are other hidden files like that, and then it is printed, and people don't examine the register, on D-Day, you get to the polling station, and your name is not on it. You know the answer the EC I provided to that? They say, oh, it is possible to write manually. That is the Richard Ahiagba criminal phenomenon. We don't want a situation where people's names are going to be written on the register. And so we have enumerated
Spain.
Yes.
Details as the party says it seeks, quote, illicit, honest answers about the root cause of the massive, unprecedented derangement witnessed in the course of the 2024 voter exhibition exercise, unquote. We have all of what happened at this special meeting between the NDC and the EC here for you on Top Story. Story always is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies, Holding Set Size Spray, and Coil Enjoy a Holy Sleep. My name is Samuel Kojo-Briggs. Now, tonight, the National Democratic Congress is piling pressure on Ghana's Electoral Commission as they demand urgent forensic audit and re-exhibition of the voters' register. Now, the party says it seeks to elicit honest answers about the root causes of what it calls massive, unprecedented derangement, which has been witnessed in the course of the 2024 voter exhibition exercise. Now, the party is also demanding that the forensic audit covers the register used for the 2020 general elections. My colleague James Aveji has been at this particular meeting and joins me in studio. James, we understand the Electoral Commission itself has started some internal cleansing of the voters' register. What do we know?
Yes, Brace. And so that is one of the key concerns the NDC have raised. In fact, in that meeting, we are told they put this to the EC. They said their investigations have revealed that the EC has started an internal process to cleanse the register, which backs their concern about the current register not fit for purpose. They quote some memos that they have intercepted from the EC directed to both their regional as well as district offices as part of the measures to cleanse the register. In that memo, the EC, the NDC, quoted verbatim that, quote, the commission has directed that we account for each voter on the transfer list. This would enable us to track the difference in the transfer figures. Regional directors should take note of the following. One, that document containing all the details of the 2024 transferred voters for each region have been provided to guide them in the process. And this is what the district electoral officers were expected to do under this cleansing exercise as alleged by the NDC. One, that the DEO is, or the district electoral officers should use the list of the transferred voters recorded at the district level to cross-check that the one provided from the EC's headquarters, and two, that they should use the template provided to record the details of all transferred voters on the list from headquarters. that were not captured at the district level, where the HQ figure is more than that at the district level, where the district figure is more than that of the HQ, the district electoral officers should use the template provided to record the details of all the transferred voters that are not on the provided list. And so this was directed to all regional as well as district electoral officers. According to the EC, this memo was issued on the 1st of September 2024. And so that is the reason why the NDC believes that their position, even though the EC is publicly denying their position, they are accepting this and are taking internal measures to cleanse it without the involvement of the political parties.
Well, last week, the EC itself said yes. You know, earlier, the EC itself admitted that they've seen some anomalies and they are correcting them. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But again, let's talk about the forensic audit itself. What are the specifics that the NDC is asking for in this particular audit?
And so, on this forensic audit, they want, one, for the audit to establish the extent of manipulation of the voter register. Two, that whether this extent of manipulation makes the voter register vulnerable to any form of interference moving into the elections. We know they've raised concerns about how, according to them, some external persons may be having access to this system beyond the Electoral Commission offices, as the EC have said that acknowledge the fact that the police have arrested some persons who were in possession of some BVR machines and have initiated investigations into it. They admitted that some 38 persons have been transferred from Tamale South and Sanerugu constituencies to Pusiga. They are unclear how all of this happened. And so the NDC wants the extent of vulnerability of the voter register to be determined by this forensic audit. And three, timeliness of provisional register. When all of this will be done, the impact of the mistakes on the election, as well as a historical comparison of the data, 2023 register as well as 2024, to determine whether there are any errors in there as well. So those are the key issues they want the forensic investigation to establish as far as they are concerned as a party.
Well, the NDC's Director of Elections and IT, Dr. Omane Boama, has been speaking with the press after the particular meeting.
Exactly. He came and spoke to us on the other issues they've been putting to the EC, as well as what the EC's response has been to them.
The key issues that we've put before the Electoral Commission emanate from, one, voters in the 2023 register who have been deleted from the 2024 register. One. Two, voters transferred to different polling stations, okay, but the voters are not in the absent list. When you look at the absent list means that this voter used to vote here, but now the voter doesn't vote. Okay. What it means is that it will have voters who transferred, and voters, if you are guessing right, and voters who are going to vote as special voters, media people, security personnel, EC officers. So when you get on the special voters list, or when you transfer out of the place, your name must be on the absent list. Otherwise, you know what can happen. If your name is still on the register and your name is not on the absent list, it means that you can vote as a special voter and return on December 7 to vote. They will tell you BVD can arrest the person. Take it from me, it's a human being that sets the BVD. Manipulations can happen.
How many persons are we talking about?
In terms of that, is so far what we have identified, 2,094. The first category is 3,957.
So that's Dr. Omane Boama there. But now he's also been speaking about the reasons they think the EC should allow for an independent audit of the register.
exercise. If we don't conduct a forensic audit, if there are other hidden files like that, and then it is printed, and people don't examine the register, on D-Day, you get to the polling station, and your name is not on it. You know the answer the ECI provided to that? They say, oh, it is possible to write manually the names of that is the Richard Ahiagba criminal phenomenon. We don't want a situation where people's names are going to be written on the register. And so we have enumerated
Spain.
Yes. We have enumerated these anomalies. And we are saying that the very doctor that created the problem should not be the doctor that will resolve the problem. That is why we have referral systems in the health system. The EC must agree if the EC has nothing to hide, and we don't want to believe they have anything to hide. The EC must agree for an independent body to audit this. It has happened before. And let me speak on authority and in locus classicus that the UNDP is ready and willing to provide the support only if the Electoral Commission will write to request for this support. This is not the first time I have suggested this. At IPAC, about 2 months ago, I suggested this. The Electoral Commission will not batch. Look, development partners are interested in chipping in here and there for such an audit to take place. It is obvious, abundantly obvious, that the NDC has the capacity to assist. And we are saying that you can bring experts from the various political parties. Come along and let's put another expert, Supra, on them for them to look at these things transparently. Nobody can complain about time. I hope nobody is going to ask me about time. This is the very Electoral Commission that even wanted to run the election in November, if you recall, until I fought it and it was retained on December 7. So nobody should complain about time.
So that's the NDC's Director of Elections and IT, Dr. Omane Boama there. Let me go on to the phone lines now and bring in Dr. Tanko Rashid Computer. He's Deputy National Director of Elections of the NDC. Doc, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, the EC itself has indicated that it is rectifying the issues they've identified with the register. Mustn't we allow them that opportunity as the legally mandated body to deal with it, to resolve all of these issues?
Very well. When we met them, clearly, they indicated they have started even cleaning the register before our arrival. Yes, but clearly, they didn't even know the enormity of the issues that we're bringing for them to look at. Until when we started presenting our issues, that they now realize that actually we have serious issues about the register, which they need to take their time to look at it critically, because the direction of which we're coming, the 5 observations that we saw in the register with numbers attached to each observation was critical to the credibility of the register, and of which they themselves agreed that yes, it's true, they will have to take time and look at it, because the IT officer was trying to explain certain things, but when we gave a superior argument about data management, data migration and all other things, clearly they realize that, yes, we have a point with some of the races. And so we think that you cannot create the problem and still solve the problem by yourself. We think that an external body will be in the best position to solve this problem, because they did admit that even the Pusiga issue, all those, according to them, the path of which those who were involved in that, they've been able to get them, and they are working on a report by Monday. They will give us a final report on what really transpired. That one even strengthened our position. We said clearly that shows that you needed an external body and a forensic audit to go into this system, because a lot of people would have used the loophole in your data management to create a lot of problems for us.
Wouldn't it be dangerous to allow an external body access to our voters' register, which is classified as a classified document that needs protection, and not just making it available to just anybody?
In 2012, the MPP applied minister, of which the UNDP funded it, and got an external body to come and help Electoral Commission work on that. Don't forget, our register is a public document. It's not a classified document. And then so we are dealing with a public document, a document that all of you have access to, because they will display it publicly for us to come and see, check our names and all that. So if somebody somewhere is trying to tamper with the data, as we exhibited the five observations that my boss talked about when the media met him, clearly there must be something that we should do in order to protect the integrity of the register. That is what we are looking for. And you saw that even their own motto says transparency and fairness. So that is what we're just looking at. Because you cannot have a voter register that will check in 2023 register and the provisional register, due to some transfer, almost 3,000 people names have been deleted from it.
Okay, let me bring in Evans Nemakun here. He is director of Director Research and Elections of the New Patriotic Party. So, Evans, this is what the NDC is calling for. Is it out of place for the EC to then allow, for transparency's sake and fairness sake, for another body to say, okay, these are the books, go into it and help us out? Okay, so we'll bring in Evans Nemakun, who surely Evans, yes.
Hello.
So I want to find out from you whether it is out of place for the EC to allow a third party to come into this and help rectify the issues that have been identified with the register.
Thank you very much for having me, but I have difficulty to appreciate what the NDC mean by third party, to the extent that they are requesting or urging the EC to invite the UNDP, an external body, to play an active role in the management of the electoral process. I'm sorry, not even Supreme Court will go that route. If, my brother, you quite remember the case of Abu Ramadan and others with the Electoral Commission, when the Supreme Court directed the EC to go back and audit its register, he said the EC, there cannot be any other body. Well, maybe NDC is taking it from the presidential petition, where a body was mandated by the Supreme Court to audit the document submitted by the petitioner. That is different. If you have a register, provisional register, provided by the EC to political parties, and when you look at the CI 91, it says at the provisional level stage where exhibition is done, it is for individual voters to visit the exhibition center and raise issues for either inclusion or objection for exclusion, and it goes through a certain level of adjudication. Let me take you back. In 2015, when Madame Charlotte Ose put together the Justice Cal Committee, the committee said there are about 580,000 over dead people on the register, but the EC must take steps to ensure that the register is clean. The New Patriotic Party, notwithstanding the recommendation from Crabs Committee, went through the elections of 2016 and won. New Patriotic Party, we are focused. We are selling our presidential candidate, His Excellency Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, and our parliamentary candidates in all the constituencies. The reverse strategy of the NDC, my brother, it will not work for them. They will not set an agenda. But let me ask, what number are they talking of that the issue was in this provisional register, that it will call for a forensic audit before they will go into an election? You know what tells me? The NDC is not ready for the elections ahead.
But if there's nothing to hide, is there any reason to say no to an independent forensic auditing of the voters register?
Do you have the 1982 constitution with you? And to what extent do anybody have to call for a certain forensic audit of a provisional register to be done by an external body, UNDP? What kind of forensic audit do you intend doing? And my brother, look at the CI-91. The regulations are clear. At this phase, individuals who feel their data in the register are not correct, or who feel that their details are not in the register, may show for correction forms or show for inclusion. And if you feel that any other person is not supposed to be in the register, you then object, and then it goes through the processes. When you take the current register as given to political parties, or as a new patriotic party, there's a total of 80,782,673. What number is the NDC saying is not supposed to be there? On what number is there that is not in the register? So that we begin to look at it. But to right away call for a certain forensic audit by UNDP, my brother, the new patriotic party is so called. We are selling our candidate. And come December 7, 2024, the good people of Ghana will vote for His Excellency Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia. This is, and please, let me let you know, in this exhibition exercise, in some constituencies, the NDC objected to some people on the register. In worldwide constituency, they objected to some people on the register. In Nandom, Upper West Region, they objected to some people on the register. In Pusiga, the EC has taken it out. Edumako Enye Esien, NDC objected to some people. And that is what you are supposed to do when the EC is undertaking exhibition of the provisional register. So it's not out of place. But to say that the whole register is not fit for purpose, my brother, before Justice Cap Committee, which concluded that 580,000 over people were not supposed to be in the register, NDC's position was that the register was fit for purpose.
But that is the case of the NDC. But is that why you also take this position that, well, even though the EC itself has admitted to anomalies,
that man was standing in the position of NDC in 2015. The new patriotic party went into elections with that register and we won.
But you complained.
So at this stage, when we are visiting voters on the register, being one-on-one, canvassing, presenting our presidential candidate, you will not be bothered with this NDC's forensic audit request.
Okay, let me bring in Tanko again. Tanko, here you are, the MPP obviously is not in agreement to you, but what was EC's response to you in your call for an forensic audit?
MPP to even agree with it, because all along they have not turned themselves to PROs of the Electoral Commission. In any case, my good brother, Evans, is a good friend. He mentioned a total figure. I don't know where he got the figure from, because today when we asked the Electoral Commissioner herself, what figure are we dealing with currently? With her two deputies and the director of IT, a director of Electoral Service, none of them could mention a figure. That they don't have it as they stand here, because they are still working on. So if my good friend has figures, I don't know where he got the figures from. Because the EC themselves today told us that they don't have figures, you know, to push, because we gave them superior argument. We gave them the discrepancies. They've looked at it. Their composure was okay. Well, they said we should give them time to look at the areas that we have mentioned so that they work on it and say that they will think that they can themselves, they can clean it. Let me quickly say this. In 2012, when the MPP called for a forensic audit of the register, was it the Electoral Commission itself who did the auditing? It wasn't Electoral Commission. It was the NDP who sponsored and brought an external body to support them. Is it the first time Electoral Commission is looking for external hands to come and support them and do anything? Electoral Commission, the registers that they use to do elections, who print them? Is it not a body, a different body from the commission? Does the commission print itself? We are not calling that a body should come and manage the data of Electoral Commission. This, they should get it clear. We are saying that a body should come and help to audit the register. Nobody is asking that they should come and manage the data for them. Nobody is saying so. We are saying that much, now that we have seen these serious discrepancies in the register, there is a need to do forensic audit, go further. Because the persons who caused that mess cannot be trusted to do the correction themselves.
If the EC does not grant your request for an independent forensic audit, what does the NDC party intend doing?
Oh, well, we aren't stopping there. We have given them. In fact, when we're going there, we went there with our external drive. They said they are doing corrections. We will give them to them. They say we should give them time to do look at it by next week, and then they will give us the corrected version. Because what we saw is that you did it. That is your data. You are not able to manage the data very well. You mess up the data. You cannot move almost 244,000 plus data from old data to the current one. And it expects me to say that the data is correct, is credible. That is duplication. That's why the answer is bloated like that. We were able to exhibit it and show them. You cannot transfer somebody who has already in an existing police station and you come in with a data showing that he has been transferred from one police station to that police station. Meanwhile, he has not been transferred. He is still in the same existing police station. You have just added his data of 2020 to this 2024 by increasing the numbers.
So you are giving the EC 1 week to correct this anomalies, as they say?
That is why we are saying that they are doing their corrections internally, but we are not satisfied because we still think that there should be a forensic audit, because the processes leading to all this mess that we have found out, they created it.
I was asking you, if the EC does not grant this request, what does the NDC party intend doing?
Of course, we are on. We want the sanctity of the electoral process to be upheld. And clearly, everybody, and I expect my good brother Evans and his MPP to come along with us. Well, that is what we are all looking for.
Okay. Evans, you wanted to make a point on that.
December 7th.
Hello. That is why they are holding the register. I'm also holding the register. We'll go and campaign. But if the register is not clean, the register is not credible. Evans, which register are you going to use to campaign?
Okay, I'm grateful, Tanko, but Evans wanted to make a point, a quick one on that before. Evans, what point were you trying to make?
Chief, all that I want to say at this point is that it communicates to me that the NDC at any point in time want to have a reason to fault the December 7, 2024 general election. That's all about it. Two, the electoral directorate of the NDC just want to present to the leadership of the party that they are working. That's all about it. Because if you have the CI named one that says at exhibition phase, it is meant for corrections to be made, and it is for individual appeal or make request to the EC for these corrections to be made, what role will you have as a stakeholder, a media person, political party, to make a submission? And in all of these, I'm saying that there's a certain reverse psychology. NDC will do all this and say that, yes, MPP is not bothered because there's a scheme for them to rig elections. When they pick provisional register ahead of us, their director of elections came public and said that the EC had given us the register ahead of them, where every record at EC shows that they picked their copy ahead of us. We are not in set competition with the NDC. We are selling our presidential candidate. That is our objective. come December 7th, the good people of Ghana will vote massively for His Excellency Dr. Mahamud Bawumia.
All right, Evans, I'm grateful to you for joining. Evans Nemako there is Director of Research and Elections for the NPP. Dr. Tanko Rashid Computer is Deputy National Director of the of Elections for the National Democratic Congress. This has been Top Story, brought to you by TLSL Connecting Energies and Holy Success Pray and Coil Enjoy Holy Sleep. Up next is Ghana Connect.
Auntie T, I beg, fix me go betete Ghana. No gari.